cigarettes, and Miranda. And folks, that brings to the end another edition of the Monday Night Generator. Thanks a lot for coming along. Thanks a lot to LU Radio, as always, for having us, letting us do our thing every week. We appreciate it. Hope everybody's doing good. Hope you're all keeping sane, finding stuff to keep busy. I hope the punk rock suits you well. We're going to shut her down with a little bit of Day Glow Abortions from Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. Thanks a lot. We'll see you again next week. It's been the Monday Night Generator. Till next time.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Copperfin Credit Union, Northwestern Ontario's largest locally owned credit union. Experience the convenience of their mobile banking app and online financial solutions anywhere, anytime. Copperfin Credit Union. Life forward. Sarah Curtin, your neighborhood realtor. She's on top of what's happening in Thunder Bay's market, and she'll help you buy or sell your home. Call or text her anytime at 632-3635 or find her online at sarahcurtin.com. The Walleye, the definitive source for information on music, food, art, and entertainment in Thunder Bay. This month's issue is on stands for free now. Find it around town or online and interactive at thewalleye.ca.
This program is coming to you via Relay 2 satellite, a spacecraft orbiting the Earth at a speed of over 17,000 miles per hour. The musical selections you're about to hear were first tape recorded and fed into a transmitter where they were beamed to Relay 2 spacecraft. As you listen to the musical selections, note the clarity and excellent stereophonic separation between the left and right channels, even after traversing 12,000 miles through space.
You're listening to the Monday Nightcap here on CILU 102.7. And if you're listening to this online, then yes, you are indeed listening to this selection of songs, which has been beamed up into space and then beamed back down at you via satellite. Pretty cool, huh? I don't know if that's what the Apples in Stereo were intending when they released that song in 1995, but kind of fits the episode regardless. I'm surprised I haven't introed a show with that one before. That was Tidal Wave off of their debut album, Fun Trick Noisemaker. And I'm going to be taking you through a solo episode this week. Brett is hard at work finishing some of the projects that he's working on for his master's degree. So we love you, Brett, and hope to be back in the, I can't even say back in the studio, back making episodes with him again next week. I was thinking about doing a themed episode this week. Originally, I was going to go with playing songs from my favorite albums of 2020, but I'm actually going to be doing that on either this week or the next week on my Wednesday night show, The Roundup with Justin. Me and Justin are going to be taking an episode each to be going through our favorite songs of 2020 on that show in the coming weeks, so I figured I'll save that one for that show. Enough advertising my other show, though. I was also thinking of maybe doing a Dream Pop episode for this show because I've really been listening to a lot of Beach House and other kind of related bands this week, but couldn't find enough to fit a whole episode. So I'm just going to do my normal thing, and I'm going to play a bunch of good music and talk about the songs in between. I didn't pick a lot of new music this week. We actually only have one new song coming up on this episode, but it's a fun one. Tired Lion is a kind of grunge alternative, can't even say grunge, they're kind of an alternative rock band from Australia. The band started out in 2010 in Perth and released their debut album, Dumb Days, in 2017 after kind of a steady release of EPs. However, after the release of that album, the lead guitarist left the band, and singer-songwriter-guitarist Sophie Hopes left her hometown of Perth to move to Brisbane, Australia, and the other two band members decided not to come with her. So she kind of started doing writing the songs here on this next album as a solo project, but then when recording the album, she was joined by the drummer from Violent Soho, and it was actually produced by Luke Boredom, who is the lead singer and guitarist of Violent Soho, who just happens to be Sophie Hope's partner. So pretty cool story there, that couple producing the album together. Sophie said it was probably one of the best and worst things because she says she can get a little particular about how the album sounds, how she wants the album to sound. But I think the finished product turned out great, so what can I say? We're going to play the first song off of that album. The album is called Breakfast for Pathetics. It was released last month, and this is the first song on the album called Diet Sick. You're listening to The Nightcap on CILU 102.7.
Send my thoughts to the firing
Nirvana, that was Tange with Bleach Blonde Baby off of their 2019 EP Tangible. And Tange is probably my big musical discovery for the week. They're a band out of Toronto. And that's their only release so far. Looking forward to seeing if they end up releasing a full-length album. I'll be looking out for that. For that, we had the Menzingers with I Was Born from their excellent 2010 album, Chamberlain Waits. And Spotify told me that the Menzingers were my third most listened to artist this year. And makes sense. We've really, between me and Brett, we've really played them a lot on this show over the past 2 months. So really not surprised with that one. Number two was White Reaper, and my most played artist, according to Spotify, my Spotify Wrapped, was Twin Peaks. Big surprise, huh? And we started that block off with Tired Lion with Diet Suck. Coming up next, we also have another band I discovered from Toronto. A little bit of a theme. Band's called Condo. Can't wait till I get to go back to Toronto. I mean, we'll see how the vaccine rollout works with everything that's going to be going on in early 2021, but it would be nice to travel again, maybe take in a rock show at Cherry Cola's or the Painted Lady and have a nice craft beer up in Trinity Bellwoods Park. All that and more, hopefully next summer. Have my hopes up. Trying to be optimistic a little bit, but we'll see how things pan out. Anyways, this next song here is called Things Can't Change by Condo. And you're listening to it all on CILU 102.7.
But some things can't change. Some things can't change. Some things can't change.
all the kids in the band want you to know that we do love you madly.
September falls right into place. From the getaway,
always forget the heat of summer.
The schoolyard and the pavement gray.
Always forget the heat of summer.
Saw your face on that first day.
my life. I let myself be held. Like a big old baby. I surrender. Tall grass, let the ants cover me. I let the jets fly. I'm wishing for their destruction.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Foundry at 242 Red River Road, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, featuring folk and Mondays, karaoke Tuesdays, trivia Wednesdays, open stage Thursdays, and live music weekends. Find out more at thefoundrypub.com. The Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. Log on to tbso.ca or call 626-TBSO for details on the 2019-2020 season and how to get tickets. The Lakehead University Student Union, promoting action, advocacy, and service by bringing you student centers. Learn more by visiting their office in the tunnels of the student center or by logging on to lusu.ca.
Hey everyone, this is Connor. You're tuned into CILU 102.7, and that last one was Smog with Held off of their 1999 album Knock Knock. A beautiful album cover that album has. There's lightning in the background and a big plump cat in the foreground. And speaking of cats, my co-host Brett, his partner's cat just had a big dental procedure, got a bunch of teeth removed, so shout out to Benji the cat, wishing you all of the water-soluble food that you could possibly have tonight, all the tuna in the world. Before that, we had Stars with Turn It Up off of their 2014 album No One Is Lost, and started that one off with Things Can't Change by the band from Toronto, Condo. Coming up next, we have songs by Pyle, Destroyer, and The Weeknd. Yeah, you heard me right, The Weeknd. I'm actually going there this episode. The things I do when my co-host is away. But first, we're going to start it off with Pyle, with My Employer from last year's album, Green and Grey, on the Nightcap on CILU 102.7.
Thank you. nothing. And you find nothing is more beautiful than anything you ever knew. When you're looking for something that you know is through, it's like it flies away before your very eyes.
My nightmares into big dreams. Whole squad mobbing, even though we only six deep. I was singing notes while my play with six keys. Walking in the snow before I ever made my wrist freeze. I was blowing smoke, had me dizzy like Gillespie. Had no homes, we were living in the dead streets. You couldn't find me like I'm off. Cover girls jumping out the page like they pops. Spending all my money on these that I brought. Taking care of families for my brothers when they locked up. And I had nothing to believe in. Double cup leaning, couldn't even breathe in. For that money I was fiending. Cali was the mission, but now we're believing. Like my futuristic sound in the new spaceship. Futuristic, give a Philip K. She never need a man, she what a man need. So I keep on falling for her daily. We was at Coachella going crazy. Stack a couple like I was shady. Now I'm in Tribeca like I'm Jay-Z. Rockin' Sora, am I like he pay me? I just signed a new deal with Mercedes. Got me moving dirty like I'm Swayze. All my diamonds dancing like they Swayze. All my diamonds hitting like they Swaley. Jet so big, got a business and a coach. Always living on the road, rocking Louis Alamon. And for that money, I've been feeling. Cali was the mission, but now we're leaving. Never lived in it. Zero edge pool, never dipped in it. Superstar neighbor in my business. Paparazzi trying to catch me slipping it. Going on tour is my vacation. Every month another accusation. Only thing I'm phobic of is failing. I was never blessed with any patience. I wouldn't believe it.
You're tuned into the Monday Nightcap on CILU 102.7. And that last one there, Snowchild by The Weeknd off of his 2020 album After Hours. Before that, we had The Man in Black's Blues by Destroyer off of his 2020 album Have We Met. And kick things off with My Employer by Pyle off of their album Green and Gray. And going back to that song by The Weeknd, it's not necessarily my typical fare or what we typically play on the Nightcap, but got recommended that album by my cousin, and gotta say, I quite enjoyed it. Didn't necessarily enjoy every song on it, but even the ones that I didn't enjoy, I could definitely appreciate the song craft and the production work that was put into it, and there are definitely more than a few certified bangers on that album. And gotta say, it was probably not robbed of a Grammy nomination this year. The Grammy nominees for Best Album of the Year came out, and a lot of people are saying that that album should have been on there, and I think I agree. I mean, they nominated Post Malone, they nominated Coldplay. I didn't even know Coldplay had a new album, so another album that I think got robbed at the Grammy nominations is the Fiona Apple album, Fetch the Bolt Cutters. A lot of people say that was the album of the year, and it didn't even get nominated for Best Album of the Year at the Grammys. Maybe they don't want her to make a speech again. Well, if you watched the Grammys 20 years ago, over 20 years ago, you might know what I'm talking about. But who knows? The Grammys have questionable taste anyways, and you probably know that if you're tuned into college radio listening to my show. I did promise you some dream pop at the beginning of the episode, so I'm going to play a couple songs. I've been listening to a ton of Beach House this week. I really slept on their latest album called Seven when it came out. I guess I wasn't as into Beach House back then, but gave it a re-listen this week, and it's really, really good. So we're going to play a song called Lose Your Smile from that album. That one goes out to Benji, of course, who had all his teeth pulled last week. And we're going to follow that up with a big influence on Beach House, the Cocteau Twins with Heaven or Las Vegas from that album, which came out in 1990. So, yeah, two kind of similar songs, and I'm going to stop rambling here and let you listen. It's Lose Your Smile by Beach House on CILU 102.7.
Thank you.
Hey everyone, you're tuned in to the Monday Nightcap on CILU 102.7, and that last one there was the Cocteau Twins with Heaven or Las Vegas, and before that we had Lose Your Smile by Beach House off of their album 7, which came out in 2018. So yeah, two artists that definitely kind of share a common thread, and I would basically take a gander and say that Beach House were very influenced by Cocteau Twins. Rapidly approaching the end of this one, congratulations on making it through that first day of the week, even if it doesn't feel like a certain day of the week anymore, and thank you very much for tuning in. We'll end this one with the indie legends Spoon with a song from their early album Series of Sneaks from way back in 1998. It's Metal Detector by Spoon on CILU 102.7.